我哋接下来用我哋嘅圣经去敬拜神。
We'll continue our worship with scripture reading.
我哋嘅读经经文嚟自诗篇73篇第一到第三节12到26节。
Today's scripture reading is from the book of Psalm chapters 73 verse 1-3 and 12-26.
我哋会先用广东话，然后英文一齐读出。
We'll first read this together in Cantonese and then in English.
诗篇七十三篇第一节，神实在恩待以色列人，那些清心的人啊！至于我，我的脚几乎失闪，我的脚险些滑跌。我见恶人和狂傲人享平安，又心怀不平。看啊，这就是恶人，他们既是常享安逸，财宝便加增。我实在徒然洁净了我的心，徒然洗手表明无辜，因为我终日遭患难，满早晨受惩治。我若说我要这样讲，这就是奸诈待你的众子。我思索怎能明白这事，眼看实系为难。等我进了神的圣所，思想他们的结局，你实在把他们安在滑地，使他们掉在沉沦之中。他们转眼之间成了何等的荒凉，他们被惊恐灭尽了。人睡醒了怎样看梦？主啊，你睡了也照样轻看他们的形象。因而我心里发酸，肺腑被刺，我这样愚昧无知，在你面前如畜类一般。然而常与你同在，你挽着我的手，你要以你的训言引导我，以后必接我到荣耀里。除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，地上有没有我所爱慕的？我的肉体和我的心肠虽残，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。
We'll read this together, Psalm 73, verse 1. Truly, God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled, my steps had nearly slipped.For I was envious of the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Behold, they are the wicked, always at ease. They increase in riches, and in vain have I kept my heart clean and washed my hands in innocence. For all the day long I have been stricken and rebuked every morning. If I had said, I would speak thus, I would have betrayed the generation of your children.But when I thought how to understand this, it seemed to me a wearisome task, until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then I discerned therein. Truly, you set them in slippery places. You make them fall to ruin. How they are destroyed in a moment, swept away utterly by terrors. Like a dream when one awakes, O Lord, when you rouse yourself, you despise them as phantoms.When my soul was embittered, when I was pricked in heart, I was brutish and ignorant, I was like a beast toward you. Nevertheless, I am continuing with you. You hold my right hand, you guide me with your counsel, and afterward you receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail.But God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
请坐。
Please be seated.
今天程牧师讲到的题目是疑问。
Reverend Wilson Chang will preach today and his message is doubt.
If you're familiar with this psalm, doubt is an understandable reaction to the difficulties and pains of life.
如果你熟悉呢个诗篇嘅时候，疑问系好多时候一个基督徒喺生活上面面对困难嘅时候都会有嘅。
Doubt reflects questioning. What's happening to me? What's happening around me? What is going on?
疑問會令到你問啊，究竟點解有啲咁嘅事喺我身上會發生咧？嚇，點解係我咧？
And according to this psalm, if you didn't notice, God can use honest doubts to bring you to a higher faith.
咁好多時候，其實神都會用一個啊好誠實嘅疑問，一個嘅啊一個嘅尋問，去揾令到你喺你信仰上邊啊更加嘅啊。
If you're a student of the Bible, and all Christians should be, doubt is found in the lives of many people of the faith.
咁好，如果你熟悉聖經，你成日有睇聖經嘅時候，睇到聖經裏邊好多人物都會有呢個嘅啊問題。
I'm no expert in church history, but those who are will tell you there are many in church history that struggle with doubt.
咁喺呢個歷史啊，呢個啊教會歷史上面，亦都好多人好多時會有好多嘅問題會去問。
But we do know this from this psalm and also from other parts of the Bible that doubt should never be the defining characteristic of the people of faith.
咁但係作為一個啊相信神嘅人嚇，去懷疑嚇，唔應該係你啊嘅特質。
What that means is it shouldn't keep Christians from acting, from action, to exercise their faith.
即係話你嘅疑問唔會阻止到影響到啊你嘅信仰。
There is a distinction between doubt and utter disbelief.
疑問同不信係唔同嘅。
Of course, the latter, as the psalmist explained, is fatal.
在這裡來講話是很緊要的，甚至呢有關乎生死。
The Bible does recognize different kinds and different consequences of doubt.
它講到有不同的疑問，也都有不同的後果。
And the two most basic categories of doubt are mentioned in Hebrews 11 verse 6.
在這個的希伯來書的第11章裡面講了給我們聽。
I'm not going to read it to you, but there are doubts about God's existence there.
有些人去懷疑究竟神是不是存在。
But the second, also mentioned in that verse, is doubts about God's provision and God's protection.
咁亦都有人去問究竟神會啊會唔會去幫助我，會唔會保護我，亦都為我去供應呢？
You see, there's not a whole lot in the Bible that talks about that.So-called doubt that today us modern people struggle with God's existence.
咁喺呢度冇講到好似今日現代人究竟好多時候現代人會懷疑嘅係神係咪存在咧
？And that so is because the Bible, God Himself, says it's so obvious that I exist.
咁因為喺佢當時嚟講，神係的而且確存在。
But what the Bible focuses on a lot.Is the fact that doubt over God's promises are believers struggle with?
咁好多時喺聖經裏邊所講到，佢哋所掙扎嘅就話神會唔會為我去供應咧
？And the more common doubt in the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, is that God, are you really keeping your promises, what you said you would do?
神啊，你答应咗你嘅嘢，你会唔会守住你嘅应许咧
？Then you can see that on the screen there, and that's what you see in throughout the book of Job, and also other psalms like Psalm 89.
咁好似无论系呢个嘅约伯记，或者喺呢个嘅诗篇嘅89篇，都会讲到。
And it seems to be the psalmist here, Asaph is his name. This seems to be his concern, at least in part.
咁呢个好似系呢个诗人阿撒啊，佢所担心嘅一样嘢。
Because he sees suffering.
佢睇到呢个嘅痛苦。
He knows about injustice and the seeming triumph of the evil in this world.
咁但佢睇到你喺呢个世代里边吓，嗰啲邪恶嘅人反而系高升，系得到一切。
And later he'll also speak about his experience, his struggling with being hammered by suffering.
咁亦都佢讲到佢个人嘅经历，点样俾呢个痛苦去折磨。
And so it often seems, as the psalmist is saying here, either God's not in control, as he says he is, or he doesn't really care. He does not care. about.
他的结论就是,要是神根本不关心他们,或者神已经不再掌管这一切,虽然他自己说他控制一切。
Or to put it another way, Asaph seems to feel that his faithfulness has not been rewarded.
或者另一方面,他觉得阿萨,他觉得就说,我这么虔诚,但我的虔诚好像换不到一些好的后果给我。
Instead, Asaph, the psalmist, is experiencing hardship, suffering for doing good.
而他反而觉得,我做好事,用令到我自己要去受苦。
Slide 2, please. How then? Because we're, maybe you're a people of faith. How then do we deal with this kind of doubt?
那我们怎么样去处理这些怀疑,这些疑问呢?
And secondly, in what ways does God use this? Use our doubts and questions, our skepticism, to bring us to a stronger faith in Him.
那另一方面就是神怎么样用这些疑问,反而令到我们更加去靠近祂呢?
I don't know how you feel today, or this past week, or this past month, or this past year, but maybe you feel the same way as Asaph feels.
我不知道你过去的这一年,这个月,这个礼拜,这几天,但很多时候会不会这个亦都是你所面对的事呢?
And so I think it would be important to pay attention to what the psalmist is saying. How do you deal with that? How does the Bible explain that kind of doubt?
那这个圣经里面,它怎么样对这种疑问有去解释呢?
And understanding and wrestling with that will help you.
怎么样去帮到你呢?
Because and I hope you hear this. Doubt in the Bible is not so good and not so bad. Doubt is a multidimensional thing. It's a nuanced type of thing. Again, verse 2 starts out. Girls, if you don't mind, if you could slide back to slide. Verse 2. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled. And he goes on and talks about my steps had nearly slipped.
那在第二节里面,他说,至于我,我的脚几乎失闪,我的脚险些滑跌。
You see, the psalmist is describing doubt metaphorically.
那他在这里讲到好像用到一个比喻去讲到这个怀疑。
You see, he's losing his balance. He's disoriented.
因为他的怀疑,他的疑问,令到他自己好像失了平衡。
He's experiencing a certain kind of dizziness.
好像有些晕眩了。
Or, as the New Testament word, a New Testament Greek word, translated out, refers to two psyches. He has two psyches.
那令到他自己好像不是很肯定自己会是怎么样。
Or what that basically means, he has spiritual double vision.
好像每一样东西好像有这个重影一样。
Let me ask you, how many of you suffer from vertigo?
有没有人是很容易晕的呢?
I know I do on occasion. Vertigo, right? Well, how can you slip and slide because you're unbalanced.
那你想想,当你自己是这样的时候,很容易晕,那就很容易失了你的平衡。
And you know, when you have double vision, your eyes are not giving your brain sufficient information to know where to put your feet, how to step.
那你当你每样东西都看得不清楚的时候,那你怎样去行呢?你怎样行都不知道怎样行了。
When you're not quite sure where to put your feet is, what? Uncertainty. What do I do?
那你都不知道怎么行的时候,有很多东西你不知道怎么做。
That's doubt.
这个就是一个疑问。
And according to the Bible, it can happen to anyone. Anyone.
根据圣经说,每一个人,可以在每一个人的身上去发生。
Even someone like Asaph. Asaph wrote scripture. God used Asaph to write many psalms.
就算一个好像亚萨,一个写了这么多的诗篇,写圣经的人,都会可以在他身上去发生。
Slide 3, please. So it would be helpful for you and I to deal with our doubts.
所以我们要去处理我们自己心里的疑问。
But not to deal with them in any way we feel like.
不是说我们喜欢怎样去处理都好。
To deal with them like the psalmist does here in Psalm 73.
而是好像在73篇这个诗人这样的方法去处理。
You're bright people, you know this. In any area of inquiry, in any area of learning, what do? You ask questions. You have to ask questions, right?
咁如果你想去有啲问，你有心里边有问题，你学一样嘢嘅时候，你学嘅方法就话你去问问题。
And that's important to do, right? I tell my daughters all the time, in class you got to ask questions, and they don't. You got to ask questions. You have to learn.
咁我话俾我啲女听啊，你翻落上堂你咧要去问问题，咁你先学到嘢。
And greater discovery, and sometimes.Better benefit for everyone in the class, right? Oh yeah, thanks for asking that, because I didn't understand that too.
可能你问咗问题，可能问咗人哋嘅问题，令到其他人，令到全班嘅同学都有呢个益处。
In fact, if those of you again, I'm impoverished. I don't have a science background. But those of you who have a science background, a scientific method, you know, is based on doubt. It's based on doubt.
一个科学嘅方法系要有一个怀疑嘅精神。
You're called by your science professor to ask questions. Be skeptical.
你教你科学嘅教授系叫你要去问问题。
Just don't accept things. Inquire to learn to discover.
冇样样嘢就系咁样样，就以为就系咁样样。你要去问问题，要去发现喺背后好多嘅真相。
And this is also true too in the spiritual realm.
喺呢个属灵上边亦都系一样。
Just look at the very famous example in the New Testament, Thomas.
睇下喺呢个嘅新约圣经里边嘅多马。
If you're not familiar with the New Testament, Thomas is one of the 12 disciples.
多马系呢个十二个使徒嘅其中一个。
And after the crucifixion of Jesus, there was a meeting. The disciples gathered. You know, they were afraid. They're gathered together. What's going on?
咁喺耶稣被钉死之后使徒佢哋聚集埋一齐，佢个个都好惊。
And you've ever been spooked? Well, the resurrected Christ appears in that room.
咁突然之间耶稣基督喺佢面前出现。
He's alive and well.
咁耶稣基督佢咧复活。
Here's the problem. Thomas is not there. He's not there. He missed the meeting.
佢啱啱来多马咧，佢冇去到。
And the disciples tell him what happened. The Christ is risen.
咁当啲其他嘅使徒话俾佢听，基督已经复活啦。
And what's Thomas's initial reaction? You got to be kidding me. I doubt it.
多马佢即时嘅反应话你讲笑啊，有冇可能啊
？He says, I won't believe it.Until I can touch him.
除非我见到我摸过，如果唔系咧，我唔会信。
And guess what happens later? Jesus appears. Does Jesus say, "How dare you, Thomas, ask questions?" Does he do that?
咁当耶稣对呢个嘅多马显现嘅时候，耶稣会同阿多马讲：你唔信我，有冇搞错啊
？No.
佢冇咁讲过。
He appears to Thomas. He appears to him. He says, "Go ahead."Touch my hands. Touch my side.
佢话你嚟啊，你嚟掂下我嘅手吓，掂下我旁边去揾你要揾嘅证据。
And then I believe this is the climax of the Gospel of John. Thomas, probably trembling, saying, "My Lord and my God."
多马嘅反应，佢话我嘅主，我嘅神啊。
Did you know that there's no place in the Book of John that anybody who just looks at Jesus says, "You are Lord." No one.
喺呢个嘅约翰福音冇一个地方，好似佢咁一个人见到神，佢话我嘅主，我嘅神啊。
The reason I bring that illustration out is God can bring your doubt and use it to bring it to a higher faith.
神可以将呢个疑问俾到你，让你更加去认识佢。
Thomas became on fire for the Lord.
咁因为咁嘅缘故，多马嘅佢属灵嘅火焰去重新去复兴。
But also, Jesus told Thomas, "Stop doubting, start believing."
但系另一方面，神亦都叫多马，佢话你唔好唔信。
You see, the Bible shows us how to deal with doubt, how to have the proper attitude towards it.
咁我睇到话圣经其实好 正式嘅话俾我哋听点样去处理疑问呢一样嘢。
And what God tells us is totally opposite to religious people and secular people. What they tell us, total opposite.
同呢个喺世界上边嘅人或者系嗰啲所谓宗教狂热嘅人所讲俾我哋听系好唔同。
You know what religious people tell us?
宗教狂热嘅人会同我哋讲咩嘢咧
？Oh, don't doubt.
你唔可以。
You shouldn't doubt.
你怀疑系错噶。
And what do secular people tell you? Oh, that's healthy. Doubt all you want. Be the greatest skeptic in the world. You know, you got to do that. That's the end thing to do.
咁而呢个世界上面嘅人就话啊，怀疑系啱啊吓，谂多啲问题吓，怀疑多啲对你嘅信有好处。
Did you know? We talk to your neighbors. You'll discover we live in a pluralistic society. What's you believe is okay for you? Go ahead, but it's not for me.
当我哋同我哋嘅邻居吓去倾偈嘅时候，又会睇到呢个世界上面嘅人今日会话啊，你信你嘅，但我信我嘅。
It's what you call relativism.
系一个嘅相对，咩嘢都系相对。
It's relative. There's no such thing as truth.
佢话咩都系相对嘅时候，即是话呢个世界上边唔会有一个唯一嘅真理。
I forgot if I numbered the slides or not. Sorry, girls. Is this slide 3? God says, look, don't acquiesce or agree in your doubts. Let the doubt drive you to a greater faith.
佢话用你嘅怀疑、你嘅疑问去驱使你、去鞭策你，令到喺你信仰上边可以更上一层楼。
See, Jesus doesn't squelch the doubt that Thomas had.
耶稣基督冇将呢个多马佢嘅疑问去扼杀咗佢。
And God wants you and I to deal with them in a way that will grow you in your faith.
而但系神系想我哋去面对我哋嘅疑问，用呢个疑问令到我哋更加认识主。
Those of you who are astute, you notice that I left out a lot of bit middle part of the psalm. That's because of economy of time. But basically, what I left out is summarized in verse 12.
咁其实我所讲嘅嘢咧，喺第十二节里边咧，讲咗啦。
And Asaph observes in verse 12, "This is what the wicked are like." He says, "They're always carefree." The increase in wealth.
咁阿撒佢睇到呢个世人，佢有一个问题就话喺第十二节，佢话看啊。也就是恶人，他们既是常享安乐，财宝便加增。
And then he concludes his observations in verses 13 and 14.
咁而于是佢就喺第十用十三同埋十四节作为佢自己一个小嘅总结。
Again, I'm paraphrasing here. What is the point of being godly then?
佢话我要去咁虔诚做乜咧
？Asaph asks, "What is the advantage?" Of being a Christian, if those who are not Christians get what I want, and I don't get it.
话我啲唔做基督徒嘅人就得到其实我想要得到嘅嘢，咁我做基督徒做嚟做咩咧
？In fact, if you've been paying attention to the psalm, you'll know that the situation is even worse than that. It's worse.
咁如果你做基督徒做咗好耐嘅时候，你睇到其实现实嘅生活比呢切所讲嘅可能更加惨。
Did you pick that up?Asaph says, "Not only do I not get what I want, I have trouble to boot. I have trouble to boot."
佢话唔单止话我得唔到我要得到嘅嘢，佢话我仲系终日遭患难，早晨受惩治。
In fact, it even seems like I'm being punished for being good.
佢话好似我做好事，仲要俾人哋罚添。
You see, all of us feel that way if you take your eyes off the living God.
咁就系当你去离开咗永生神嘅时候，系咪咁咧
？Because when you're not walking with the Lord, you know what happens? You begin to compare yourself. You compare yourself. You know, with those who are prosperous, the wicked.
当你冇去与神同行嘅时候，你有时会去做一个比较去同嗰啲嘅人去比较。
And the psalmist is basically telling us, he's saying, "Look, Lord, Lord, I've tried to be pure. Again, pure meaning what? Pure in heart. And the Bible is single-minded devotion to you."
佢话我其实洁净咗我自己嘅心。
My understanding was that God, you're supposed to care for the pure in heart.
佢话主啊，你唔系应该去帮我啲清心嘅人咩
？And Lord, you know I've been trying to be pure in heart.
主啊，我其实好努力去洁净我嘅心。
I've washed my hands in innocence.
他說我去洗手來表明我的無辜。
He continues, but it seems to be in vain.
但這一切都好像都是虛空的。
And did you pick this up, what he said? All day long, I'm afflicted. Every morning, I'm afflicted. I feel punished.
他說結果是什麼呢? 他說我終日遭患難, 每早晨受懲治。
Slide 4, please. We don't know what the details were. He doesn't tell us of the suffering.
但是在圣经里面没有再说究竟他受什么患难有什么惩罚。But
we do know this. His life was filled with tough things, bad things.
但我知道一件事就是他的生活上有很多不好的事。
And he says almost every day, I wake up, I learn something new is bad that's happening to me.
好像每天起床的时候都有一样不好的事在他身上发生。
And finally, in verse 16, he says, when I tried to understand all this, do you see what he says? It troubled me deeply.
在第16节他说,我思索怎能明白这事,眼看实是为难。
I hope you see this. He's not just having an intellectual problem. It's a personal thing. It's personal.
不单是在思想上的困难,也是在他个人的生活上有很多难处。
He's experiencing trouble.
他正在经历这个困难。
That personal experience means things he believed in his mind. He believed that God was good. It's not real in his heart.
他说他在头脑上说神是好的,这个事实在他的亲身经历上好像不是这样。
You're not just a rational creature, right? You're not just a robot. You're not just a computer. You're a social being.
我们不是一个机器,我们在这个社会上的一个人。
Right? You're personal as well as rational, right?
很多时候我们有这个理性,但我也会跟别人建立关系。
Why is that important to know that you're a social being and an intellectual being? Why do you need to know that?
为什么我们会有这个感性,还有这个理性两方面呢?
Well, let me tell you, and this is a big problem today, many young people. Suppose you're raised in church.
假如你在教会里面长大,
you're raised in a family that has Christian beliefs.
你在一个基督徒的家庭长大,
but you're very astute as a student and you go off to some great academic institution.
那你呢,读书很好,去到很好的学校。
By the way, this is a true story multiplied zillions of times in this society.
可能是在这个社会上,很多时候见过的例子。
Everybody around you, all your friends, classmates, people you want to get in with, the in crowd.
很多你想去埋堆,想埋到堆的人。
All your professors, they laugh at your traditional beliefs. They laugh at it.
但他对于你的信仰,他们不住地在嘲笑。
And then you read a book.
你看一本书,
assigned to you in Psych 101.
或者是这个心理学的101。
And you seem convinced now, after reading that assignment, that Christianity is not true.
他看到,基督教是不真的。
This is why it's important. You have to realize your conclusion is not just rational. You're a social being too.
咁你睇到啊,唔單止喺思想上面你覺得係咁,好似喺你嘅社會,你嘅群體裏面都係同意呢一個嘅睇法。
You see, you want to be accepted. You're a college student, you're off now, 18 years old, off to college. You want to be accepted, right? Social.
咁你已經係一個18歲嘅成人,你好想喺你嘅生活嗰個世界裏面,俾嗰啲人去接受你。
And so your social environment influences you to say, hey, Sigmund Freud's pretty good. He has some good points.
啊,呢個嘅心理學大師所講嘅嘢好似好啱喎。
He has some pretty good arguments against the existence of God.
他对于神的存在好像有一个很好的解释。
See, your doubts are not just intellectual, they're social, personal.
所以都睇到就話我哋嘅懷疑唔單止可以係理性上邊，亦都係一個同社群性係有關係。
And that's what Asaph is disclosing. It's not just my mind. It's personal.
所以亦都係一個阿撒所講嘅，亦都係一個個人嘅睇法。
See, on the one hand, do not think you can't reason. Don't think you can't think. You're a thinking being, right?
每個人神都俾我哋有呢個嘅思想，會去識諗嘢。
But don't fall to the other extreme too, right?
但唔好另一方面就話去到另一個極端。
You know what? If you talk to your neighbors, some people would say this. Some people say, and my Chinese is terrible, so when somebody says in Chinese, I don't understand it. But they say, well, all of our beliefs are just the product of our culture. You believe that because you're from the West.
很多人都說我們的想法都是跟我們所來自的世界，我們的社會背景是有關係。
You believe certain things because of your culture.
因為你在西方來，你會有西方的思想的看法。
I'm from a different culture.
我來自不同的文化。
You're from here, I'm from there.
你在這裡，我在那裡。
You're this race, I'm that race.
你是这个种族，我是那个种族。
Of course you believe what you believe, and I believe what I believe.
当然你信你的，我会信我的。
All of our beliefs, they conclude, are socially constructed.
即是我们的无论什么的看法，都是这个社会上面的一部分。
Because that's how I see it, that's the way it is.
这个就是我们所有的看法。
Everybody is just a product of their culture.
每個人都是他們社會的產品。
You see, it's your social setting that made you believe what you believe.
是這個社會令到我們信我們所信的東西。
So therefore, I conclude you can't trust beliefs.
所以我們不可以去信社會上所說的東西。
Because a person who says that will conclude all beliefs are socially constructed.
因為我們所信的東西很多時候都是由這個社會所影響到的。
There's a problem with that, though.
但有一個問題。
See, the problem with that statement is the fact that it is a belief.
都是信緊一樣嘢。
Slide 5, please. You see, if all beliefs are socially constructed, you know, you're a product of your culture, and can't be trusted, then that belief is a product of your culture, your social construction, and can't be true too.
咁如果咁樣講嘅時候，咁係咪每一樣嘢，每一個社會裏面所造成嘅一個嘅思想體系，都係信得過嘅咧？
And if it can't be true,
如果唔係真嘅時候，
then all belief isn't socially constructed.
咁係咪即係話每一個嘅思想都唔係一定係受到社會嘅影響嘅咧？
See, if you're a Christian, you need to know all this because you need to tell people in a pluralistic society that relativism doesn't make sense. Contradictory.
咁好似呢一切嘅嘢都係彼此都係相反，都係好似咧有矛盾。
Because if your neighbor says, "Oh, truth is relative," you know what you believe is okay for you, but for what I believe is okay for me.
咁如果你嘅鄰居同你講一切都係相對嘅，你信你嘅，我信我嘅時候，
what are you left with then?
咁你有啲咩
conversation with them?
咁你同佢哋講咩？有咩好講咧？
You have to realize none of us is truly objective.
因為你要明白，我哋冇一個人係完全嘅客觀。
You see, to a great degree, we don't like to think out of our box. We don't like it. We don't like to think out of our social setting.
有好多時我哋諗嘢嘅時候，唔中意係抽離咗我哋所生活嘅社會嘅環境，或者我個人嘅經歷。
But you live in New York City. You live in Queens, the most diverse area probably in America.
但我住在紐約，住在皇后區，是整個美國裏面最多種族文化的一個地方。
And you live in amidst, if you live in an apartment, a sixth floor apartment, most likely there are probably at least 50 faiths represented in that building.
如果你住在一個大廈的時候，可能你的大廈裏面已經代表了很多種不同種族的人。
Then how are you going to deal with all these competing truths?
那你怎麼跟其他每一個人的想法去做一個比較呢？
We can't say that we're socially constructed, right?
我哋唔可以话我哋系受社会嘅影响。
Therefore, we can't weigh our beliefs because that belief is socially constructed.
咁你好难咧去审问每一个嘅睇法，因为每一样嘢如果都系受到社会影响嘅时候。
And so in the end,
最后
you still have to believe in a truth.
因为去到尾，你都想去揾一个真理去值得你去信。
You see, on one hand, you still have to think.You're a human being. You have to think.
你是一个人，人会去想嘢。
And by thinking, I mean this. I'll give you an example. You can't conclude and say, well, I'm just prejudiced. And somebody asks you why. Well, the three people I met from that particular race, they're mean to me. They're cruel to me. So I conclude. They're all like that.
咁我你如果被有一个人问你啊，我咧啊好唔中意吓某一类人啊，点解啊？因为我撞到三个人，呢三个人都对我好差，咁我结论就话啊呢一种人系唔好嘅。
I met people like that who say that. They said, I'm Chinese. He wasn't Chinese. He said, you're all like that. You're all like that. Same.
佢话啊，你啲中国人吓，个个都系咁噶啦，个人系好差嘅。
A good view of who I was.
咁佢其實呢唔係好認識我係邊一個。
You have to think then, right? You have to think. You have to think by saying this. Is it possible? Is it possible that maybe somebody could run into three cruel people from my own race and think we're all like that?
咁你可唔可以话，因为你嘅经历啊，识到三个咁嘅人，你就可以做到一个咁嘅结论呢
？That's what I mean.You gotta think. Does that make sense?
咁谂下系唔系究竟有冇可能咧
？Slide six. Yeah, on one hand, your doubts are not just from thinking, right? But on the other hand, you still have to think if you're gonna process your doubts.
咁但系另一方面要做嘅就话，对于我哋嘅怀疑、我哋嘅疑问，我哋都要去过滤佢。
And how does Asaph?What does God do to help Asaph process his doubts?
咁神点样帮亚撒去过滤佢自己嘅思想咧
？How does the doubting become something that Asaph isn't stuck in? You know, to forget all this Christianity stuff.
点样去帮佢令到佢唔会就喺嗰度咧？啊，停滞咗喺嗰度咧
？Girls, slide 7. The key is found in verse 17.
喺第十七节里边，佢咁讲。
That phrase, until, this is the psalmist speaking, I went into the sanctuary of God.
他说我进了神的圣所。
You see, Asaph came to see in worship that God's perspective is the right one.
他进入神的圣所去敬拜神的时候，在从神的角度去看这一切的事。
He's humbled.He realizes his worldview is flawed, is sinful.
他自卑，他看到自己的看法是错的。
Our knowledge is a speck compared to God's knowledge.
我的知识和神的知识是不可以比拟。
And he came to see the lives of the wicked and also his own life from the perspective of eternity.
他从这个永恒的角度看回他自己，看回这些人最终的结局。
One commentator puts it like this, worship puts God at the center of our vision.
有一个人说到，当他敬拜神的时候，我们将神放在我们的视野里面。
It is vitally important because it is only when God is at the center of the vision that we see things as they really are.
佢话当唯有当我去敬拜神，将神摆喺我哋嘅视野里边嘅时候，我睇每一样嘢，而睇可以作为正确。
Again, remember, this is the psalmist, so he's in the Old Testament day, right?
呢个系旧约圣经里边嘅诗篇。
The only sanctuary around back then was the temple.
咁佢唯有嘅就系呢个嘅圣殿。
He went in to that worship service.
佢哋去。进入到呢个敬拜嘅场所。
Just like today, well, I mean not just like today, but they sung private psalms. They sung the word of God.
佢睇到神嘅话语。
And then they heard the word of God preached.
我们看到神对他们的说话,
and the psalmist heard people singing praises to God.
看到他们怎么样用诗歌去赞美神,
and Asaph was surrounded by people who believed.
他被到去信神的人去包围他。
See, your doubts did not come strictly through thinking. And you're not going to get rid of your doubts by just thinking on your own.
你的疑问永远都不会去走开。
Slide 8, please. If your doubts came to some degree because you wanted to be in with a social group like that college student,
当你疑问你的时候，假设你好像一个大学生想跟他自己的朋友一起，
which led sadly that college student to not believe in the Lord,
去令到他更加去不信神，
then it's only fair to go to some place where God is real.
唯有一个方法就是你回到一个群体，在一个群体里面去告诉你神是真实的。
In other words, go to a place where there are many people who believe.
即是说你回到一个基督的群体里面去跟他们一起。
Go to a place where the teaching of God's word occurs.
在那里面是真正神的话语是被教导。
In other words, at the very least, pray to God.
去敬拜神，去赞美神。
Because in the same way, if you drifted away from your belief through a combination of thinking and experience,
如果你去从你的信仰里面去离开，无论是在你的思想上面，在社会上面去离开了这个群体神的时候，
why shouldn't you come back?
为什么你不回来呢？
To a belief in the same way.
去回到信的人里面，去跟他们一起呢？
That's what Asaph did. He just didn't go off in a corner and thought about it.
阿撒不是说走了去。
He went into the sanctuary of God and saw God's people worshiping.
他去进入到神的圣所，与敬拜神的人去一起。
Again, I can't stress enough, that's how important worship is. This is not a waste of your time. I'm telling you, that according to God, this is not a waste of your time.
敬拜神不是浪费时间。
It might seem that way on occasion, but it's not.
可能你会以为我是，但其实不是。
And Asaph was willing to put himself in an experiential location where God was very real to many.
他将他自己放在一个地方，在那个地方里面，神对他来讲是真实的。
And it cleared his mind. Because he said, till I entered the sanctuary, then, he says, then I understood their final destiny.
令到他的头脑再一次去清醒，去明白到神是真的。
He also does some thinking. You can't avoid not thinking. He's willing to admit his bad motives.
他都看到了他自己的动机是错的。
I don't know if you noticed throughout the psalm, he's very honest. Notice in the very beginning, he talks about how he sees all the injustices.
那你看回头说，好像世界上有很多的不公义。
Right, why are the powerful oppressing the marginalized?
那很多东西好像降在身上很辛苦。
And verse 2, very honest, but as for me, my feet had almost slipped. I had nearly lost my foothold, for I envied, he says, for I envied the arrogant.
在第二、第三節他說，我的腳幾乎失閃，我的腳險些滑跌。然後跟著他說，我心懷不平，為什麼？我見惡人和狂傲人得享平安。
You see what he's saying?
他說了什麼給我們聽呢?
He's saying, I was resentful because I'd like to have the same kind of power that we could have.
他說我心懷不平，因為我見到惡人和狂傲人，他們有平安。
The same kind of wealth that we could have.
我為什麼不像那些惡人一樣有他們一樣有的東西呢?
He's not just intellectual. He's involved personally, emotionally.
他不單在頭腦上去想，亦都是跟這些人接觸的時候，經歷到、看到這些人有什麼東西在。
That's why he says to the Lord, wait a minute. I kept my heart pure. I washed my hands of innocence. I deserve what they have.
所以他說，我去潔淨我的心，我洗手表明無辜。在第十三節說，都是徒然的。He's
not completely objective.
所以看到就說，我自己
都唔係客觀嘅。
No one is. We all have motives.
我哋每個人都有動機。
Non-believers have a lot of reasons for not wanting God to exist.
有啲未信嘅人，佢唔想神係存在。
Believers have a lot of reasons to want God to believe God exists.
信嘅人亦都有佢哋嘅原因，想神係存在。
But the key is to be honest about it, admit it.
但係你要去對自己誠實、坦白去承認你嘅動機喺邊度。
That honesty, that intellectual honesty is crucial.
呢個嘅誠實係好緊要。
You have to admit your motives.
你要去誠實知道你嘅動機。
Admit that you're not objective in all things.
在每一件事上面，你都要承认你不是客观。
And here's the second thing.
另一样嘢
he learned from the Lord.
学到嘅就是
he comes to recognize that deep faith is hidden in doubt.
他睇到就话一个好深层次嘅信心系藏喺呢个疑问嘅下边。
Right, he said in verse 17, till I entered the sanctuary of God, then I understood their final destiny.
佢第十七节话：等我进了神的圣所，思想他们的结局。
Again, a metaphor, right? An analogy.
好似系一个嘅比喻。
Where your foot is.Is where your faith is.
其实今日你嘅脚踏喺边一度嘅时候，就讲到你嘅信心放喺边一度。
It's where you have your faith in presently.
就话你今日你将你嘅信摆咗喺边一度，就代表咗其实你个人喺边一度。
And so when you slip,
当你滑倒嘅时候
，it means you're having trouble keeping your faith.
当你去滑倒的时候，即是说你有困难去保存、保持你的信仰。
But he turns around and he realizes the wicked also have their feet somewhere.
但他对回转去看回就说，那些邪恶的人，他们都要将他们的脚放在一些地方。
They have faith in something.
他们都会去面对他们的事。
And where their faith is even more precarious than where my feet are.
而他们将他们的脚放在哪里，其实是更加比我们的地方更加是滑倒。
Or to use the analogy, where the wicked are put place in their feet, it's even more slippery. It's more of a slippery slope.
他讲到说，好像是一个更滑的地方，令他们掉在沉沦之中。
I couldn't put all the verses up there just for the economy of time, but in verse 11, it describes oppressive people and what they say. And it says, how would God know? Does the Most High know anything?
这个第十一节可以讲到了很多人的心声，他说，他们说，神怎能晓得，至高者岂有知识呢？
See, the people, wicked people are living selfishly, right? They're cruel, exploiting people, right?
这些邪恶的人，他们很自私，去剥削其他人。
But doing it, they're doing it on a basis of their view.
但他所做的，他所做的事都是从他们的观点去出发。
Because verse 11 says, how can God know?
神怎么知道呢？
Does the Most High have knowledge?
他说这个至高者会有知识吗？
And what that means is they're assuming there's either no God,Or there's a God who isn't going to judge them.
他看到一样，他们看到两样东西，第一就说，啊，可能世界上面是没有神，另一方面就是这个神是不会审判他的。
Or in other words, they're assuming either God is not there, or he doesn't care.
或者神不在这里，或者神也不会去，牵挂他们。
So the wicked are living on the basis of a view of God.
他们其实这些人他们也都是按照他们的去看法去看神。
That they can't prove.
他们不可以去证明。
You see, if you're assuming in the way in which you live a certain view of God, you can't prove, what is that?
如果你所讲，你讲神那样东西，你不能够证明的时候，那代表了什么东西呢？
That's a faith, right?
咁呢係一向係欺騙你嘅嘢。
You see, you and I can't prove God, but the non-believer can't prove there's no God.
我哋或者唔可以证明到神，但系嗰啲未信嘅人亦都唔可以证明到系冇神。
You see, you can't prove there isn't a God who's not going to judge you. You can't prove that.
你唔可以去证明到啊，冇一个神，冇一个神会唔会嚟去审判你。
So you're going to bank your eternal destiny on that faith? That's slippery.
咁如果咁讲嘅时候，喺永恒里边，你好似都喺一个嘅滑地嘅上边。
That's what many of your friends and neighbors and family members are doing. Either they're saying either God's not there or He doesn't care. That's a faith view.
咁如果佢哋呢个就系你嘅邻居、你嘅朋友嘅睇法嘅时候，咁佢哋嘅睇法就将佢哋放咗喺一个好啊好滑嘅地方。
At the end of the psalm, verses 25-26.Before the ultimate issues of life and death, the psalmist recognizes that all he has, all that he needs, is God.
咁喺25-26节里边讲咗一样嘢，就话除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
Did you catch that phrase at the end of that psalm? There is none upon earth that I desire besides you.
咁佢话除咗你以外，仲有世界上面有边一个喺天上喺地上我所渴慕呢
？The verb desire means to delight in, to have pleasure in。
爱慕里边有一个意思就话啊，你好喜欢去同佢一齐。
God is the object of the psalmist's passion。
而呢个嘅神就系呢个诗人佢所爱慕嘅对象。
And towards that end of that psalm, he says, although his humanity andWe all know this fails, right? Your body's going to fail you. Your heart's going to fail you eventually. Although his humanity fails or has been consumed or spent, it is God who is my strength.
他说就算有一天我的肉体我的心肠衰残，但是神是我心里面的力量。
He's literally saying God is the rock of my heart.
他说就是我心里面那个的磐石。
And then he says, my portion forever, which means he's my provision, my life forever.
他说他是我的生命，他是我的福分。
He realizes, he comes to realize the eternal God is the one and only one who will satisfy him.
他说唯有在这个永恒里面的神才能够真正的满足到他。
And Peter said the same thing in the New Testament when he replies to Jesus.Jesus said, you know, some people were offended in a crowd when Jesus preached and they went away. What did Peter say? Lord, to whom shall we go? We can't go away. You have the words of eternal life.
咁保罗喺呢个嘅彼得喺呢个圣经里边见到啲人离开佢离开耶稣基督嘅时候，彼得都话：我离开咗你，我仲去边一度呢？
See, Asaph realizes his motives are bad. He had more than the wicked have.
他发现了一样就是他比一些恶人其实有的东西是更加多。
And not only did he have more, there's more to come.
不单止有很多，还有很多的是会来的。
And he would last forever.
也都会在神的里面，他会一生的喜笑。
His God would hold him, guide him, strengthen him.And satisfy his spiritual desires.
神会去引领佢，亦都最终会去满足佢。
And would bring him the glory, bring him home to rest.
佢亦都有一日会带佢进入呢个嘅安息嘅里边。
And of course, that story is always unfolded even grander in the New Testament, right?
同埋呢个新约圣经里边吓讲得更加嘅多。
Because in the New Testament, it plainly spells out eternal life is already bestowed on the one.Who knows Jesus?
他说那些认识了神的人，神会将这个的好处加在他的身上。
And the failing of your flesh and heart only makes it more clear.
而当有一天，当你的肉体、你的心肠衰残的时候，令到你更加会看到了这件事。
That God is my portion forever.
神是我的力量，也是我的福分。
Last slide, slide 10.John makes that clear, the New Testament. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, says Jesus, and I will raise him up on the last day. And John 17:3, And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
在这个约翰福音第六章第五十四节里面，他这样讲，他说：喝我血的人就有永生，在末后我要叫他复活。而在第十七章第三节里面，他都说：认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
Are you like Asaph? Or are you stuck in your faith?
你是不是好像阿撒那样，抑或今天你在你信仰上面是有这个阻滞呢？
Be honest.
要对神去诚实。
Go to the Lord.
去到主的面前。
Draw near him.
去靠近他。
Get into the sanctuary.
进入他的圣所。
Let God teach you how to use your doubts to greater faith.
让神去教导你，怎么用你的疑问去令到你更加认识佢。
We thank you, Father, for your word.
主爱，感谢你的话语。
And we pray, Lord, that you would help us to understand what Asaph has shown us today.
让我们更加去看到，究竟今日亚撒要跟我们讲的是什么。
And we pray, Lord, that we would process our doubts.
我们会去过滤我们的疑问。
In a way that pleases you.
可以去, 讨你的喜悦。
And we pray that you would help us to have our faith be public.
让我们的信可以在公众里面被人看到。
And encourage others to see that relativism is contradictory.
我们看到就说这个相对论是错谬的。
We pray, Lord, that you command us to go and make disciples.
去出去，去将人去普天下，去传福音，整万民成为你的门徒。
So help us to pick up our cross and follow you.
让我们今天背起十架跟随你。
In Jesus' name we ask that.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen.